Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the start of the 2022-23 season. I'm Andy Katz. And this season, we'll be doing something a little different with men's college basketball. We're giving you exclusive, quick-hitting content. Call it a micropod. So, throughout the regular season, you can find us here for everything men's college basketball related. All right, Drew, you decided to come back. You are a first-team All-American Player of the Year candidate. You and Oscar Tshiebwe, and you're going to play each other in Spokane Arena. What are you looking forward to most about this season?
Just the gauntlet coach put together. I mean, it's what makes you get up in the morning as a basketball player, getting to play against the best and playing against in hostile environments and even at home. So I'm more than excited.
No Chet, no Andrew Nembhard, but yet you guys are retooled with experienced Julian Strother, Rashier Bolton. You've got transfers, newcomers. What is it about this group that you think can be one of the top two teams in the country, as the preseason polls have already indicated?
I think what's special about our program is we're not going to have another Chet. We're not going to have another Andrew. We're not going to have another Corey. Every guy has their own unique little flair that they bring to the team, and the way that we mesh together with each other's uniqueness, I think, is what makes us so special. I mean, you can't really find those guys anywhere. They're one of a kind. They're obviously great players. And I think the way that we kind of just work on our own, is each team's a little different than the last one. I think that's what's truly special about our program.
What do you love about college basketball?
Just I get to be myself and really enjoy just everything about it, the fans, interactions, the media. Like, it's all just one big, like, fun carnival for a basketball kid, I would say. That's the easiest way to describe it.
You obviously still need to get better to be where you want to get as a basketball player on the professional level. What do you think you improved on the most this summer?
I would say I've taken a huge leap in just my comfortability about outside the arc and really shooting that thing good. And it's becoming more and more natural. And then also defensively, you know, I've been working every single day, just whether it's mobility or just strengthening like my legs and stuff, just to keep moving better and become more athletic. You know, I'm catching a lot of lobs now and stuff. Shocking, I know. But just defensively and all that, and just being a better leader as well, I think coming to practice every single day locked in is a huge step for me and something that I've really been working on this year.
You had Chet as a rim protector. You knew he could block shots and alter shots. I know you told me you could be that guy, but also you need help. Who can help you in the post so it doesn't all fall on your shoulders?
Well, Anton's probably one of the best defenders in the country. I mean, he causes me problems every day. But Efton Reed, transfer, huge rim protector. I mean, he's going to be a force down there, and it's a nice addition to have that we have three different types of bigs and three different styles that all complement each other in different ways. So it'll be exciting to kind of just throw that around.
You've gone with the beard now here in the preseason versus just a stash. What do you think we'll see really when we get into the heart of that schedule?
What do I tell you every time you ask that?
It's sort of a feel, if I'm not mistaken.
It's a feel. So whatever I'm feeling that morning is what I'll go with.
One last thing on your schedule, Michigan State. I'll be there for that on the ship. I was there at the original one back in 2011. How much are you looking forward to that?
It's great. I mean, to play for people that do so much for our country and put their lives on the line, the sacrifice they give, to be able to give them just a little bit of entertainment and just to show an appreciation in the best way that we can at the moment. I mean, it's truly an honor and just, you know, very prideful in America and our country. And it's just great to be able to do something for them because they do so much for us.
All right. So we didn't have a viral moment in this interview, but more to come.
Yeah. Thank God we didn't have one. But
I think I helped your followers, though.
You definitely did. You definitely did. I still can't get verified on Twitter, though.
We got to work on that.